Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
The atheism delusion. Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam explains the science and what evidence points to, as well as the religious texts and what it says, as well as what the religious scholars say. And he does it in a very meticulous way, in which he presents the evidence for evolution, which is completely against the idea that man just suddenly appeared. The idea that Adam just suddenly appeared. When we see this continuous evolution of the animal kingdom, in which there's this hominid creature or anthropoid creature that evolves, it stands and walks, and it has this enlarging brain. And then down the road we get Homo sapien. And so evolution clearly points against this idea that humans just suddenly appeared. And scientists have known this for quite some time. And so here's another piece of evidence that is presented to show that the religious account is lacking, and that's what they've done, and that's what they've exploited for quite some time. And compared with the religious account, I think the atheist scientists have really had their way for quite some time before this explanation. I think that the topic of evolution was really quite a controversial and probably, I would assume, in most Muslim circles, completely rejected. In Christian circles, not so much so, because in the Western world and in Europe, you have this acceptance more so of evolution. Although in America, there's still quite a, I don't know what you'd say, evangelical or fundamental kind of Christian view that I would assume probably rejects evolution. Mm-hmm. And accepts the biblical story, which I think is similar to the Muslim presentation of that essentially Adam just suddenly appeared out of nothing.
Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.